This is a No Fame podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the No Fame podcast. We're back with Silvestad, a dire odyssey through the wilds. It's our current D&D 5e campaign. I'm Patrick, the master of dungeons. So far, we've entered none of those. And I'm here with Sinead, who is playing Arlette, a Path of the Beast Barbarian. Justin, who is playing Wyatt, a Pact of the Great Old One, Warlock. I guess that's the easiest way to say that. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. And Josh is here, too. He's playing a denatured protein named Vellum, the College of Swords Bard.
The best kind of proteins are denatured, so thank you for that compliment.
You're welcome.
That's how the egg white, when you cook it, it turns to like white instead of clear.
And here's where the intro plays.
Oh, hold on. None of my buttons work.
I'm sick of hearing about the denature proteins, Josh. Okay, we can stop now with the science.
We need to renature proteins.
You asked about it. Yeah.
I asked nothing.
Tough. Are we gonna get the mRNA going? We gotta get the right machinery. It's tough.
I'm here to hit things.
I'm here to shoot.
Yeah, one of us went to college.
I'm all out of denatured proteins.
Phillip is the only one that went to college. So.
Exactly. College of Swords.
Yeah. Where I learned about denaturing protein
with your blade.
Yeah, you're a half proficient in denaturing proteins.
Can I put that on my sheet?
Go for it.
Is that for cooking eggs?
Yeah. Will the eggs be better in the morning?
Does it get me better cooking?
If you are trying to denature your eggs, sure.
Sweet.
Looks like it's breakfast for dinner.
So we haven't been tracking any inventory, but we will now be tracking eggs.
Our egg stock.
Yep. Josh, you're Vellum, you're in charge of that.
Got it.
All right, let's play a game.
Sick.
So last we left off, Vellum and Arlette were having a nap. And Wyatt was on watch. Wyatt was sitting in a chair outside of the cabin. I hit my microphone. And you saw a blinding green light. Vellum. And Arlette, make a... Actually, what are your perception, the one where you don't have to roll?
12.
The passive one?
Denatured passive. Perception.
Your denatured perception, okay. Yeah.
An amazing 11.
11 and 12?
Yeah.
Okay, make perception checks with disadvantage.
White dies.
9.
13.
Well, then in that case, Arlette, you wake up to a sudden great light coming in through seemingly every seam in this cabin.
Is it green?
Yes. And Wyatt, make a constitution saving throw for me.
Oh, God. Plus one. Here we go. Four.
Four. The light quickly falls away. It's almost like someone pulled a curtain in front of it, and you can still see that it's there, but there's this strange darkness in front of your vision. And then it starts to bleed away to black again. All the light leaves your vision, but you can still feel yourself sitting in the chair. You feel a slight sensation of something jumping up onto your lap. And it's just walking on your legs for a moment. And you feel it jump down again. You can't move, but you can still vaguely hear things around you. You can hear something small moving around you. And then your hearing goes as well. A few moments later, a small red light appears in the center of your vision. Just a dull sphere of red. It grows slightly and then comes into more of a focus, and you can see a black dot at the center, and suddenly you realize you're looking at an eye.
Oh.
Something moves down across it, and it seems to blink. You can feel your body again, but you're not sitting in the chair.
Right.
You get a sensation like something wet has wrapped around the back of your head and is holding your head still. But you don't feel like you're standing or sitting. You're just existing in this darkness with this red eye staring at you.
Does Wyatt feel like he can move or interact or say anything, or does he feel like he's just kind of like...
Yeah, you can move your arms around and everything, and as you look down around, you can see your body there. It's almost as if you're perfectly illuminated, but there's nothing around you. It's all black. There's just this red eye that's gradually getting closer and closer to you. And the closer it gets, the more you realize it's very big.
Why just like sort of like looks around to see that he can't see anything, and he's just like, right, okay, well, we're back with this. Starts pinching his cheek. All right, Wyatt. All right, wake up, Wyatt. All right.
Make a perception check for me.
That one.
You're so intent on pinching yourself and trying to wake up, you actually close your eyes, and you can still feel that slimy, wet feeling on the back of your head that's keeping your head in place, but you can move the rest of your body. You keep trying to wake up for a few minutes, and when you open up your eyes again, not for a few minutes, but for a few moments, when you open up your eyes again, the eye is in front of you and is so close that the black circle at the center of it almost takes up your entire vision, and you try to move your head, but you can't. As you strain your eyes to look on the edges, you see the redness that was there before.
Can I like feel for my guns, but at the same time just Wyatt's just gonna say, right, haven't we been through this before? And like slowly moving his hands to his guns.
As soon as you touch your guns, the eye shrinks back down to this basically the size of your head in front of you, and you feel the sensation at the back of your head hollow, and you hear these sounds in your head that for a split moment don't make any sense to you. They're terrifying. And then Suddenly you understand that something is speaking to you.
Come home. Come back, Hoyt.
Well, I am. Against my better judgment, we're going to the city. I don't want to go to the city. Who are you? And why? Okay, who are you, number one? Why do you want us to go back? Why do you want me to go back to the city, number two? Three, am I asleep? Four, can I wake up? Five, because I'm waiting for someone. I'm supposed to be on watch. This is irresponsible to do this.
Come to the zone.
I just said I am.
And your answers are waiting for you.
Half of these answers need to be solved right now. Can I wake up? This is irresponsible. Am I dreaming?
You blink your eyes and you're sat back in the chair again.
I like shoots up and like whips out his guns and like looks around.
As you wake up and whip around, you see that white cat from earlier sat down on the ground staring up at you. And as you know, jerk to and haul out your guns, it takes off into the woods.
Oh. So I was dreaming. Great. This is great. How long was I asleep for, I wonder? And Wyatt looks back towards the dock to see if anyone has shown up.
At this time, Arlette, you notice the light disappears.
I would have been getting up to get out the door as fast as possible to see what was going on.
You open up the door and you see Wyatt there with his guns out and facing towards the dock.
Whoa. I start grabbing around for my sword. I left it inside. I run back inside. I grab my sword. I run back outside.
Hearing this, Wyatt turns around. Sorry, Arlette. I think it was just a cat.
Okay. Are you sure? Are you okay? Are you sure?
I think I'm all right. It's my bad. I think I dozed off in the chair there for a couple of minutes, maybe an hour. I don't know how long has passed.
The giant flash of green light.
Jesus, I'm rolling like shit. Two plus what doesn't Two? Matter.
You think exactly what you said. You have no idea how long it's been.
The flash of... No, I didn't see a flash of green. I saw the inside of my own eyelids, and then some weird fucking shit was going on.
Did I emerge from the cabin as it was fading? Like, I must not have taken that long.
The light would have been gone out by the time you got to the door.
Okay.
Didn't you see flashing green lights up north? I mean, we are up north-ish.
Yeah, but more happened. Everything looks normal here.
Oh, right. There was like doors to places and stuff.
Yeah, it was colliding dimensions.
Right.
Or pockets being pulled. There's pockets involved.
Yeah, I remember the pocket conversation with the jacket and the cabin. It was all very confusing. No, I think...
Sandwiches were good, though.
Yeah, they were very good. I'd kill for one of those sandwiches right now. I think I'm anxious about... Remember how I said about going back to the city and getting shot? I think I'm just... It's the anxiousness building up because the dream was like, come back to the city. And I was like... Am I? It didn't, you know, like a classic dream, didn't answer any questions, right?
Vellum.
Interesting.
You are sitting at the side of a hospital bed. Labello is sat up in the hospital bed. It's been a couple of days since. You guys witnessed that boat explode. And she's since gone through surgery and is now missing her left arm. She has a smile on her face and she's holding on to a book. It's like a properly bound book that you would find in a store, but it's really rough around the edges, beaten up. Velim, I finally got it.
What'd you get?
The journal from I can never remember her name. There's a lot of pages missing out of it, but the beginning of the actual journal is there.
Have we talked about this journal before?
You have. Make a history check.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck is history? Seven.
You don't remember. She holds it out to you and says, my eyesight still isn't really that great. Could you read this to me?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take the book and just like flip it open, or whatever page she has it open on. I'll just start at the top.
I sent it to you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
In the chat. I think you should be able to see it. I hope
so. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I seen the Google Doc? Holy fuck, this is a long document. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, so I'm going to hold up the book and just... Looking back, I see now the mistakes that I made. I can understand how I came to make the decisions I made. I also understand many of them are unforgivable. If you were to think this to be some kind of apology, however, you'd be greatly mistaken. October 1st, 2016, 4 a.m. This morning went the same as it always did on opening day. I woke up around 4 a.m. and shuffled my way to the outhouse. I hated the bathroom in the cabin. The vinyl tiling curled up at every corner. The plywood beneath, black and rotting from years of neglect. The baseboards bowed and bent as if the walls itself was trying to take root. Looking down, the drain of the sink was like looking into a portal to some mossy hell with nothing but the promise of spiders or mosquitoes staring back. And to make matters worse, you had to hold the door shut with a rope while you sat on the toilet. Besides all that, I didn't like the idea of the tiny building full of men waking to the sound of me pissing out last night's whiskey. 4 a.m. in Sawyertown, or rather 4 a.m. at kilometer marker 26 past Sawyertown, was always a dark. It was always a dark morning. For me, it was, at least. I've never been there in the summer months, so I couldn't say. And a dark morning it was, pitch black, in fact. But that's not to say there were no lights to be seen. The sky was lit up in a way I'd never seen anywhere else. I remember the first time coming out of here with my dad. It was late. Sorry, that's not right. I remember the first time coming out here with my dad. It was late. We were late. Everyone else had been at the cabin for hours and would likely be well into their drinks by the time we showed up. They were, but it was worth it. My dad pulled in just after the first split in the road, the first of many markers. He opened his door and got out before I could ask why we were stopped. I heard him open the tailgate and the cooler just behind it, followed shortly by the crack of two cans opening. He hopped back in the driver's seat and handed me a beer. I smiled and took it eagerly. I'd been looking forward to this little excursion, and this beer wasn't going to be the last. "Get out," he said flatly, sitting back against the seat and lighting a smoke. "What? Why?" "Just do it. You'll see," he smiled back. I hauled open the door and slid out. I looked back at him. "What?" He turned off the truck. The sudden silence was deafening. I could hear nothing but the wind in the trees and the end of my dad's cigarette.
Velim.
Yeah?
Do you know what a truck is? Like, I mean, like, sounds like a, I don't know, something they're riding in.
Yeah, you know, I was just engrossed in the story. I wasn't even thinking about it. It said they turned up the road, so I'm guessing like a carriage of some kind?
Weird.
Yeah. Let me look back. Every time I pulled in just after the first split in the road. What the hell's a tailgate? God, what is this book?
I don't know. Hold on, give it back.
I hand it back.
She takes the book and flips through the back of it. There's no, like, I don't know. I was hoping there might be some kind of thing explaining the terms or something. This just sounds like some kind of a story. I thought this was meant to be an actual journal. The door behind you swings open. You look up and it's your father, Atramentum. Labello, it's good to see you're up and around. How is everything? Oh, I'm doing okay, I guess. What are you reading there? And she kind of tucks it behind her. This is just a little notebook.
Okay, Dad, do you know what happened down at the dock? You know what caused that explosion? You know why we're here?
We've been getting some reports of some pirate activity. We're still not sure if they were meaning to go for that ship itself or if something went wrong. I don't know. We haven't been getting all the up-to-date information, but pirate activity of some kind.
Oh, so just the same usual gibberish they send out from the castle.
Pretty much.
We just don't know what the fuck's going on.
Make an insight check.
10.
10? He's holding back something. You're not sure exactly what, but you can tell he's not telling you everything. You don't know if it's because he doesn't want to scare you or Labello, or if he just doesn't want to tell you.
I think I'm going to press a little bit. Just because Velen would be very angry that Labello was hurt this bad. So, like, no, Dad, like, you gotta know more than that. You're one of the higher ups. You know this shit. You know what's going on. They fill you in.
Make a... What's that check called?
You thinking persuasion?
Persuasion, there's the word. Denatured proteins.
Yeah, I could make a denatured protein check. Oh, nat 20, baby! 25!
Wow. Let's go.
Finally, the dice pulls out for me.
Alright, well... I didn't really want to... Okay, if you really want to know... There's been... a lot more pirate activity lately, and it's not the usual. If there's people turning up that we haven't seen before, they're not from around here, and they've had creatures with them. It's downright sacrilegious, the things that they've been using, the things that they've been doing. We think that somehow word has gotten out to whoever these people are about the ships that the Navy here were working on. This was meant to be the maiden voyage. It was really hush-hush and was just going to be a surprise to the city itself. But somehow someone let them know about it. You know, Velum, that the ship that blew up was the first of its kind. It was an all-metal ship, and you don't know how it really worked exactly, but it didn't appear to have any sails on it.
So it didn't run on denatured proteins.
For all you know, it did.
Okay. Sorry, that was the first thing that popped into my head.
No worries. It's going to be popping into my head a lot. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
Dad, what you're saying is this was a targeted attack and that it was dumb of them to send us all down there to see this stupid ship launch. We should have been... somebody should have known that this was coming. Nobody's watching the fucking seas. Like, what's going on?
Well, it didn't come from the seas. They
Where
were
the fuck
in.
Did it come from?
They were in the warehouse itself. They were there and waiting.
Nobody's vetting the employees now. This is like.
This is why I didn't want to tell you.
Why? Because I want some fucking answers from you for once in my life.
Because I don't have the answers. No one has the answers right now.
Well, how does nobody have the answers? It's a giant kingdom and nobody's paying attention to what's going on. There's a brand new ship that nobody's ever seen before made out of metal. We're just letting anybody walk into that warehouse?
Listen, son, I don't have the answers. We don't know. I don't know what happened down there exactly. I've told you what I know.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Dad. Sounds about right.
With that, you hear a clattering. You're still in the hospital room. You hear a clattering as if someone has closed the door and then opened the door. You can hear the sound of a sword coming out of a sheath. And you look around and you look back at the hospital door, and it's a creaky old wooden door. And you look back at Labello, and she's not there. There's a dwarf in a straw-covered wooden bed. You kind of shake your head and come out of it and look around and remember that you're in this cabin. You can hear Arlette and Wyatt speaking outside. More happened. Everything
looks normal here. Oh, I'll get up and go join them.
Yeah, it's colliding dimensions.
Yeah, I remember the podcast conversation with Jackis.
Wyatt's having prophetic dreams.
What? No.
Did he see the ship? Did it sink?
No. I just had a normal dream. Well, I had like a spooky dream based on the anxiety that I'm feeling about going back to the city is all.
Oh, I mean, that's common. I just had a nightmare about leaving the city. So
see?
Yeah.
Regular, normal, average dream.
I don't know. All the books that my parents had always had stories about like big world shattering events, and then people would have really important dreams. So I just think maybe.
I don't think it was
maybe
important.
You guys are having super important dreams.
Right.
I don't know. My dream had a book in it about something called a truck. So, wait.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it's fucking nonsense.
Dreams it's a strange. It sounds like a curse word. Truck off.
Yeah. Oh, truck off.
Truck off, Treesus.
Arlette, make a history check.
Yeah. Yeah, suck my truck, okay. Treesus.
Oh no, I got a 5.
We are rolling amazing.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Huh. Sounds weird.
Well, yeah.
What was it?
I don't fucking know. It just said truck. They said they were in a truck.
Maybe your brain's making up new words.
You know what? My brain is pretty good, so.
It's
maybe
a college.
You can work it into a joke.
College brain.
Oh, I bet I can. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Arlette. And just the book comes out like the. Okay, truck.
Well, I don't know about prophetic dreams. To be honest, I think this is all related to, like I said, going back to the city, because I don't really want to go back, but I think we have to, because we've got some stuff leads that we need to follow up on for whatever reason we want to follow up on them. I mean, this seems like a common goal that we're all working towards, as opposed to when that tree was like, find my sisters, and we're like, fuck you!
Truck you.
Truck you, Treesus. But I know the closer we get to the city, the worse my nightmares are going to get. Just, you know, a casual heads up. I don't think it'll be a big deal.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be fine. We can deal with anything.
We sure can, Bellum. And why? Bellum just stares off into the distance.
Oh no, I think old Wyatt's losing his vision.
What?
Bellum, what woke you up anyway?
I mean, my dream kind of ended the way it it's the way I remember it. So I was dreaming about my dad and probably one of our last conversations we had together. And then I woke up and heard you two talking.
Sorry.
Rough.
Yeah.
DM, can Arlette paranoidly scan the area for any evidence that there was like one of these green light events? Because she is now thinking that she's imagining things.
Sure. How detailed in your search do you want to get? Like, do you want to have a quick look around, or do you want to...
Yeah, no, she's paranoid, and thinks she's imagining things, so she doesn't want to draw attention to the fact that she is looking around.
Give me your perception check.
Okay.
Can I insight to see why Arlette's looking around?
Oh my god.
Sure.
4.
God, we're rolling like shit.
I rolled a 2.
What'd you get, Vellum?
I also rolled a 2 for a 3.
Fucking hell.
Let's go back inside, I guess.
Yeah, let's go back to bed. We have to sleep. We have to reset this day.
It is morning. The sun isn't totally up yet, but it's morning. You don't see anything that jumps out to you. Vellum, it's just Arlette being Arlette.
Is Grey Tack still asleep? If he is, I'm beat him to cooking breakfast.
Yeah, he's asleep. He wakes up moments after you start cooking.
He just hears the bacon hit the pan, just snip.
Ay, that smells good.
Dude, it's been on there for 3.5 seconds.
That's all it takes.
I pull it off and hand it to her.
Not to cook.
Jesus. Oh, well, that's what you said. That's all it
Those
takes.
Those eggs aren't very denatured. These eggs are too natural.
You haven't even denatured these eggs yet.
Do you want me to roll for denaturing? I've been practicing that skill all night.
I don't know what that means, and at this point, I don't want to find out.
Do you want to take over? It feels like you want to take over cooking breakfast.
No, you got this.
Okay, thank you.
Give me a cooking check.
Shit. I don't know if I want to do this now. not bad. It's a 12.
Nice.
It's a 12. Okay. Yeah. It's a decent breakfast. Yeah. Grey Tack gets Tala, I think that's her name, up. They're just kind of getting their gear back together, rolling up their blanket, still sitting inside the house.
Right, so...
Yeah, go for it.
Right, so we're... I guess the plan is me and Arlette went down to the docks there before we all slept. I set up a little signal so Corin will know someone is here waiting for goods to transport, the goods being us, we're the goods. Is the plan here to just kind of wait, I guess, until Corin shows up? Or
unless there's a more reliable place he sails out of?
Well, we did spend an awful lot of time coming over here.
And I meant like further along.
Oh,
If we walk farther, will we get to a spot that he's more likely to appear at?
Would I know that, DM?
You would know that this would be the best spot. There aren't any other actual, like, cabins and docks and things set up along the way. There are a few other places where he might stop in, but this would be at least the most comfortable place, and honestly probably the most likely. The other ones were kind of like quick stops for fixing something or something went wrong, just like a reliable spot he would stop.
No this probably is going to be it, that I know of. I might not know of some place, but as far as I know, this is kind of a main little transport hub up in this area, and then onwards from there.
Okay.
You guys still outside, or did you go back in the cabin?
I think if breakfast was cooking, we're probably back in.
Okay.
I mean, I am. I don't want to speak for Arlette.
The ship goes by.
Grey Tack speaks up and's like, well, there is a trail that we could go down, and it's quite a walk. They were setting up some kind of transportation. It's like a rail track, like almost like mine carts. It's a fair distance off, but we could make our way down there. As far as I know, 3-4 days travel.
And I know that it would lead straight into the city, but that's an even longer walk, but there's probably people down there.
Right. Probably. Probably. I'll leave it up to the group, whatever we think is the better bet, right?
Do you have to be careful how you go back into town?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, aren't you?
They're trying to kill, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I probably should.
So, is this minecart going to drop us outside the city walls, or will we have to? Will be funneled?
As far as I know, it's meant to be like a public transportation thing. It probably leads right into the heart of the city.
Public transportation.
Yeah, would Vellum know about the minecart being from
trains?
The
upper class? Train. Give me a history check.
10.
Yeah, you've heard of it. It's a project that's been on the go for a while, but there's no other city as big as Arborstone, but there are some locations of interest along the way up to some of the more northwesterly towns, and there are some bigger towns up there, but they like floating wood down the river is pretty easy, but they're opening up mines and things that are carting around much heavier items, so they're trying to connect to some of the mines up northwest. But the it's been on the go for a long time, and you've never heard of any major, I don't know, not breakthroughs, but major developments with it.
I mean, I kind of know what he's talking about. I've heard about it before. I don't know if I've ever been on it or seen it. But I mean, right. What are we, what, guaranteed 4 or 5 days? Or wait here till Corrin rolls up and who knows, maybe there's, he wants to collect a bounty on you or something. He works for the same...
Corrin! No.
Really? You wouldn't take a payday?
I mean, Corrin did transport us up after I shot, Rusty Dave.
Yeah. Do I know enough to know, like, when did you... Was that you leaving the criminal organization? The organization? Like, had you left already? Or is that just, like, you leaving?
That was my goodbye.
Yeah, so, like, they weren't after you yet.
Yeah, they had no idea, I guess, until that point.
Yeah.
I was told to, like, take along the newbie on the job, because I told them, oh, I got a gig with somewhere. And right. They're like, take the newbie. And I was like, okay, well, okay.
I guess we're killing Rusty Dave for being the newbie.
I think it was Shitty Dave, now that I think about it. Wasn't it?
He
had a shitty knife.
Or was it Shifty Dave?
No, it was probably Shitty. Okay. Right, whatever his name was. I don't...
Either way, he was a truck.
Yeah, he was a truck.
That mother trucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not...
Mother,
like,
truckers.
Do you think Corrin would sell you out?
I'm putting it on fate that Corrin wouldn't sell me out. We're good friends, me and Corrin. Yeah, I've worked a lot of jobs with Corrin, to be honest with you. So I think it'd be all right.
So I mean, I guess both viable, one's guaranteed, but the unguaranteed one's probably faster.
Well, that's the trade-off, right?
I've never been on a ship, and I've never been on a train cart, so I will be happy.
Right. Well, we could give it a day. We don't hear anything. We leave.
A bird whispers, sunk cost fallacy.
I've heard of that one. What? We were hurrying, weren't we?
Well, because we're running away from town.
Evil butterfly,
yeah,
demons.
Right.
But now we've got this nice little cabin. We can defend it.
Were they demons? Is that what they were?
I don't know. No idea.
Air butterflies, whatever.
I can call them whatever I want.
Yeah, same, but different. Who cares?
I think when you discover it, you get to name it, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard that rule too. I think you have to be able to speak Latin, though.
What's that?
Oh, sorry, primordial. My bad.
Not the primordial Catholic Church.
What languages do you know?
I literally am just looking at what languages I know. Deep speech, which makes sense. Deep speech is
it's the pig Latin of primordial.
Valid knows primordial, that's why I
picked it. No, deep speech is like the Eldritch Horror language. Well,
I mean, if you know primordial, what's the primordial word for butterfly? Because that's what we've been calling them.
All right, let me have a sec.
But it was like a
my memory
butterfly person, right? So it's got to be some kind of mesh between them, or something completely different.
I am thinking it's going to be something like Papilo Persona.
Papilo.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with butterfly thing.
Hey, you guys asked. I just translated. Okay.
I don't trust your translation. Sylvia.
That's literally the only class I attended.
My mind went to Mothra, and I was like, well, I can't say Mothra. And then I was like, Godzilla.
Butra.
But then I was like, Butzilla.
No, guys, you're getting ahead of yourself. That's the next session. Yeah, shit, literally, Butzilla.
Butzilla.
You guys are still sitting in the cabin. Breakfast is probably gone at this point. Gray Tack's going to pick up the dishes and...
They're going to say tab. That auto-completed in my mind.
If you guys want to hang out here for a day, maybe I'll go see if I can find us some food in the woods, and that way we don't waste as much of our rations.
That's a good idea. I can go down to keep an eye on the docks. Maybe if I see... Maybe I can flag down a random ship, worst case. Shoot him. Or
I mean, at the very least, they shouldn't go to Silverstead.
Yeah, we know I can sail, so...
Right.
I mean, you can push a boat off the shore. I don't know if that counts as sailing.
Hey, I rolled a nat 20 to work the sails last session.
You keep talking about rolling things. I don't understand.
You know,
it's all these sailors. They're obsessed with the barrels and the rolling and the lashing and the
rolling physical.
You just like wouldn't understand it. You didn't go to the yacht class at the college. You just don't get
yacht,
it.
Yacht
You're saying
class.
A lot of words.
I know you are. I know.
Tala speaks up. I'll go with you, Arlette, if you don't mind.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, Arlo, give me a nature check.
Okay.
I was gonna say with advantage, Tal will help.
Okay. 17.
How long, give or take, would you like to spend looking for things?
If this is after breakfast, I would say I'd spend till like early to mid afternoon, just like foraging and, I mean. I think I would only opportunistically hunt because I feel like I don't know what's going on here at all. So mostly just looking for whatever I can like grab easily.
How far away would you be willing to go?
I mean, I don't know that Arlette would think about it really. I think she would just keep going as long as she was like reasonably confident she could get back.
All right. Give me an investigation check. I'll say your paranoia kind of sticks with you from earlier a little bit as you're walking around throughout the day. You're occasionally looking for things.
Okay. Insight?
Investigation.
Oh, sorry.
All is forgiven.
That's a solid 12.
12? Well, you're looking for a long time, so 12's not bad. You find a lot of different mushrooms and things. You find some game trails, rabbits. You know, if you could set some snares, which you can do if you'd like. If you guys might be here for a little bit longer, there could be something worth catching there. You find as you're looking for more game trails, you find some more smaller tracks, and you recognize them pretty easily as cat tracks. Just one set of them. No, doesn't seem to be following any of the game trails, really, but that's where you first pick up on it. And you don't see them a whole lot, but you see them more than once, which out here seems notable. And you find some, like, wild onions and a couple of carrots, actually.
Dope.
Velm, what would you like to be doing during this time?
My notes from last session told me to make sure to follow up with the book with Nova, because we definitely wrote her a message. But I don't remember what we said.
I'm glad that I remember.
It was about the disappearing people.
Right.
The butterfly and the weird shit at Silvestad with, like, the screaming, I think. I was like, I heard screaming, but there's not people there. Like,
give
shit.
Me flip a coin. Tell me what you get.
Amherst Lighthouse versus
good.
Doesn't matter. Good.
Let's
bad.
Go.
Oh. Fuck. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
I got the flat side.
You open up the book and you see the message that you wrote in previously, and you're like kind of frustrated that it's still there, because that means, as far as you can tell, that she hasn't read it. And then it fades away as you're looking at it. A few moments later, you see just a single sentence come up, which says, "I'll look into it, let you know soon. Make a history check for me."
Shit. 13?
Writing looks familiar, but you've seen her write back to you already.
What do I want to write back? I write back, "Thanks, Bay. Know anything about truck?
Love singular?"
Them. Yeah. They got out of a truck. So do you know anything about truck?
It fades away, and faster than the last sentence, another one comes up. "What do you know about trucks?"
Well, there's more than one of these things.
I get super excited. Is Wyatt next to me?
I'm on the dock.
Yeah, he's down at the dock.
So unless you're on the dock.
Yeah, I would have come to the dock with you. I would have come hung out, just sitting there. I go, "Wyatt, old Wyatt, look."
Oh.
She said trucks.
Trucks.
Yeah.
Right, so maybe like wagons, like a few in a row type deal?
Okay. But she's asking, what do I know? So, like, how do I... Okay, I gotta spin this. Okay, here we go.
Okay, what did you read? Well, wait, I didn't know that information. That was a flashback.
Yeah, I know. I go, in my head, okay, I gotta craft this sentence because I'm definitely gonna lie. Like...
If you want to impress someone, it's Wyatt, lying is a good way to go.
Yeah. Wyatt and Velm, give me a history check.
What do I even have in history?
7.
I have...
Nothing.
History, 0. Okay, here we go. 9.
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay, so I'm going to write back... "Oh, you know, I know a fair amount. I've, like," and I'm writing all this out. I took a class at the university and I studied about them. I know, like, there's, like, you ride them. Not in them, you ride them. You know, and, like, they've got, like, the tailgated thing. And, like, you know, just like the basics. So, like, I just, you know, just wondering what you knew about them. Then we could compare notes to see if you know what you're talking about. Love, Velop.
There's a delay after you send this one. It fades away pretty quickly, but there's a delay. She writes back, "Well, I know more than you. Anyway, get back to you about the butterfly stuff soon."
That was rude.
Fuck. Do I have the book, the other book, like from Labello in the hospital, or did I? Just out of curiosity.
No, you wouldn't have it.
Damn it. All right, well, then that's all I know. Okay, well, Nova's going to get back to us about the butterflies.
Well, that's something, I guess. And Nova wanted us to, while we're in the city, to investigate the king, see if we can find out anything about the king. That's going to be tricky, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, especially if the royal guards are trying to kill other us.
Well, yes. Yeah. Or
they've killed other us. Actually, that might make it easier.
That might make it easier. Oh, that might make it easier for me. Maybe they did like a public showing, right?
Ooh.
And then everyone in the company thinks I'm dead?
Yeah.
It's good news. That is good news.
They didn't feel like the public
source. Where'd you go?
I forgot I wasn't there.
Jesus.
Anyway, I found all these mushrooms.
Yeah, you're back now.
A little carrot.
Jesus. I thought you're lucky I didn't shoot you, but also I didn't hear you, so, you know.
Yeah, you move lightly for a barbarian.
I'm not surprised, to be honest. Well, at least we can have some mushrooms later. That's something. No sign of Corrin yet, obviously. There's no ship here. I'm gonna chill out on the docks all day, I think. I think this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use one of these fishing rods that I set up and just kind of chill out.
I saw your well, I didn't see your cat, Wyatt, but I saw your cat's area, I guess. I saw little cat footprints.
Oh, yeah, some cat jumped up on me last night, and that's what I thought was... Wasn't expecting it. I got up, guns a-blazing. You know, I didn't shoot...
It's hard when you fall asleep, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't shoot the cat, I just was surprised.
Did the cat follow us downriver?
Well, I didn't see the cat. Was it the same cat?
It was a white one.
Was that the one that Tala played with?
I think so.
Tala, Tala speaks up. There was a white cat up there. I mean, there could be more than one white cat around.
True. It's a big forest.
Maybe they just love us that much.
Are house cats native to this forest?
It was a house cat.
Not like domesticated cat, Wyatt. I'm sorry. Jesus. No. I was even using the smaller word. You didn't get it.
Well, you know, when you grow up in the alleys, they're just strays, right? They're everywhere.
Yeah, in a city.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a bigger cat. I don't know. Like, fluffy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
All right. Never mind.
If we see him again, we'll lure him with some delicious treats or something.
Next time I'm in the woods, I'm going to keep an eye out for the cat that I befriended.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that one like kind of like brownish?
Tabby tortoise something?
Yep.
Yes. Kind of like
forest camo.
Very pretty.
Yeah. All right. I'm not, you know, you guys with your cats, I'm going to let you have it. It's fine.
Well, I'm not. Wait, what's going on here? What about the cats? Bellum.
You hear Grey Tech break out of the bushes nearby. Guys, there's a ship coming.
Oh, shit. Oh, all right.
Ship.
everyone. Maybe
gird
everyone.
Your loins. I'm about to take a shit.
I need everyone to get away so it doesn't look like we're going to jump Corrin.
Do you want me to play my bagpipes? We can, like, call him in.
Anything but that, honestly. I'm just going to do, like, a little wave. Maybe a little bit of a yell.
You look upriver towards where you came down from, Sylvestad. Give me a perception check.
Me?
Yeah, Wyatt, sorry.
Does anyone else want to look while I'm looking?
No, you told us to run away.
Fuck.
Yeah, Arlat's taking the mushrooms back to the cottage cabin.
16, not bad.
16? From this distance, it looks like the ship that Corrin would be sailing, but you can't make out any of the like any flags or anything like that on it. Just no obvious markings that you can make out from this distance.
I like stage whisper back to like the bushes and the trees. All right, I think this is Corin. I'm gonna shout. And Wyatt yells out, "Hello!" and waves his arms like over his head at the end of the pier, or at the makeshift dock.
A few moments pass, and you stay out there waving your arms, everything. And you notice one of the two sheets to the wind. What are they called?
Sails.
Sails.
Sails. There we go. We got there in the end, guys.
Wind sheets. One of the two wind sheets.
Yeah. You notice one of the sails gets brought up, so they're definitely slowing down.
Good news.
I assume. I'm just going off my Valheim logic of how ships slow down right now. So,
yeah, they go into the rudder mode.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like they're a couple minutes away.
Wyatt just puts his hands on his hips and waits.
Wyatt, should I come out there with you?
No, give me literally just wait until I've explained the situation.
Okay, I'm still here though. Stay back.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
As they get closer, you notice that there is a lack of markings, which inclines you to believe even more that this is actually Corin. And a few moments later, you actually see him sticking his head off the side of the ship.
Corin!
He raises up his hand out to you. Wyatt!
Yep, that's me.
Be with you in a minute.
Okay.
The ship slows down and stops a little ways off from the dock. You see a couple people get onto a smaller rowboat and they come into the dock. It's Corin and a couple other people you've seen on his ship before. They tie off and Corin hops off. Boy, what in the name of fuck is going on?
Thanks for joining us on this dire odyssey through the wilds in Silvestead. If you like the show, then don't forget to rate us or leave a review wherever you listen to the show. It really helps us out. If you'd like to support us further, check out our Ko-fi and follow our social medias at NoFamePod. We're on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, Blue Sky, Instagram, or pretty much any of them things. You can also join our Discord to talk with others about the show or pretty well anything else. We try to host community events as often as we can, and we would love to see you there. You can find links to everything on our website at nofame.ca. And remember, we record our sessions live on Twitch and YouTube. We'd love to see you there, so follow, subscribe, ring whatever bell, or click whatever button to get notified when we go live. Thanks for listening.
Fun fact, cold brew brings out more caffeine in coffee. It works for tea, too.
Oh.
Apparently, because, wow.
Yeah, I knew.
I made, like, a really strong one. I was just like...
It also skips the processes that make most people's tummy hurt.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... Wait, for coffee? Cold brew does?
Yeah. The, like, the less time that the grinds are in contact with hot water... then the like less it usually hurts people's stomachs. So drip coffee, super bad. Espresso is not too bad. French press is like okay. And then cold brew is golden.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. I would assume that the hot water just denatures the proteins and makes them into weird things.
Yeah.
My tummy does not like it.
That
sounds about my level of knowledge too, Josh.
Wow.
All that denaturing. Yeah.
Hey, too smart. I took biology, okay? I know what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying I don't know what you're talking about.
I know
what
I'm saying it to Patrick, who's making fun of me for being like, ooh, something like that.
I wasn't making fun. I was totally agreeing with you.